This week's Nashville's Best Deal of the Week, Teddy's Tavern. Teddy's Tavern is your go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and live music in the heart of downtown. Get half off a $100 gift card now for Teddy's Tavern at thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Row, 1025, 1063 The Game. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We'll be joined by Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports coming up at 8 o'clock. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode coming up next around 7:45. Scheduled to be joined shortly by Preds assistant coach Derek McKenzie. Joe, Preds in action tonight, taking on the Edmonton Oilers. We talked about it to begin the show. No Connor McDavid for Edmonton. McDavid out 2 to 3 weeks with an ankle injury. So obviously, you never wish that anybody's hurt, and I love watching Connor McDavid play hockey. But if you're the Predators, you know, not having to go up against him tonight is obviously a big deal. I mean, the guy's the best player in the world. So in order to, you know, to draw Edmonton and to not have to play him could be a pretty big deal for the Predators. With that in mind, let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Derek McKenzie. Derek, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Awesome, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Derek, you got Edmonton tonight. We were just talking about it. No McDavid, but still Dreisaitl and Hyman and Ekholm and a lot of really good players on that Edmonton team. So what's the message for your group heading into tonight's game?
Yeah, well, it's funny just sitting here right now kind of trying to dissect what the power play would look like without McDavid on it, and it's certainly still very dangerous. So I think, you know, for us as of late, I think the focus has been more on, you know, our play, our compete, our energy levels, which, you know, we understand are probably not at an all-time high given our schedule lately. So in saying all that, I mean, obviously a great opportunity here tonight to, you know, kind of chip away at a little bit of the debt we're in. You know, I think we just need to play a smart game. I thought in Tampa, you know, clearly was, you know, 3 and 4 nights, not to make excuses. I thought we talked about being structured, and at times it got away from us a little bit. I think this is going to be another one. Anytime you play a skilled team like this, you know, the little details are going to have to be pretty dialed in to make sure that we give ourselves every chance to win.
Derek, what's the discussion in terms of what the coaching staff in terms of the first period? Because it seems like you guys are having these slow starts, falling behind, and then you really find your game, you know, in the second period. But what's the diagnosis of the first period right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you get into these seasons, and sometimes, you know, you trend certain ways on certain things, and obviously you want to have this energetic kind of wave after wave start, and we haven't had that. I think it was, you know, kind of bled in a little bit last year as well, if I recall correctly, and we was, you know, struggled to get over kind of that 2-goal hump early on in the season to kind of find ways to put teams away. And we're certainly addressing it and working on it every day. We realize when we have to kind of chase games a little bit like we have, I mean, it's just hard on everybody. And, you know, that catches up to you at some point. I do think, you know, overall our game, you know, has been building, and, you know, you can start to see areas cleaning themselves up, but that's certainly something we'll continue to address, especially at home. We understand how exciting and how great the fans are and how into the game they can get. So having that momentum is obviously a huge help at times.
So, Derek, you guys top penalty kill in the league right now along with Dallas at 93.1%. It's been clicking really well on the PK so far this year. What specifically are you seeing with that group that's allowed you guys to be so successful early in the year?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna leave it alone because I'll tell you this is such a tough league, and night after night you have to play, you know, against the best, and things can kind of change in a hurry, and this would be a pretty good example of it tonight. In saying that, not taking anything away from the guys, they have been their commitment level has been unbelievable. You know, you look at some of our kind of adept guys who've found ways to become better in the face-off circle and kind of dig in and come up with big blocks. And they've taken a lot of pride in it. And so far, you know, it's obviously been a positive, you know, kind of piece of the game for us. And, you know, we'll continue to do that and try to evolve and stay ahead of some things. But I do know on the same token, you know, it's sometimes one bad balance, one deflection, and it goes the other way on you. And I think right now we're getting those breaks. We just got to find ways to continue to get those breaks.
What has Zach LaRue brought to the group, Derek?
Well, he's you know, he's green, he's fresh, he's energetic. You know, we were, you know, looking for someone to, you know, bring in that kind of compete on a nightly level. I mean, listen, he's a first round pick, and there's a lot of other things that he does very well. But I think for right now, you know, he's a hungry kid that wants to do what he can to stay in the lineup every night. He's got an outstanding stick, and I think a very high hockey IQ. When it comes to anticipating and reading and kind of applying the system that we're trying to put in place. So when you have those tools and then you add the compete, which he brings every night, you end up with, you know, a player that, you know, can play a long time in this league if he wants to. So he's been kind of, you know, injected that little bit of energy on that line and had a good stick. I think down the road, he's going to be, you know, he'll evolve. I mean, he was a high pick who produced at every level. So I think he has that in him to evolve into a, you know, a top six forward that can play against top lines every night. And I think he can penalty kill and power play at some point. So, you know, as he goes along, these will be hopefully little things that will add to his, you know, kind of daily regimen. But for right now, I think he's just come in and done exactly what we hoped he'd do.
So, Derek, we saw Jonathan Marchessault with the game winner Saturday night. Just a great move in overtime on the 3-on-3. I thought Stamkos looked really good the other night in Tampa Bay. Obviously, an emotional night for him. But do you feel like those two specifically in your forward group are starting to settle in a little bit here?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, again, it's, you know, so the way we play it's fast. It's taxing. It's, you know, you're constantly on the move and having to adjust. And I think, you know, those guys coming in, there was no way to prepare for that. You know, I think that can be said for most of our team. It's just by the end of last year, it became second nature, and it's just hard to replicate that. We know as players that you can skate and work out and do all this off-ice training, but there's nothing that replicates a hockey game, and I think that stands true with this as well. There's nothing that replicates or can get you up to speed in the way we want to play. So I think universally as a team, you know, they're digging in to catch back up to where they were last year. I think the guys that we brought in certainly wouldn't have understood, you know, the system or how we play certain situations. So we knew that was going to be a work in progress. They're, you know, you listen to Barry talk, they're obviously serial winners. They're successful guys in this league. I have no doubt that, you know, they'll grasp it. And I think when it clicks, it everything starts to look a little faster and crisper and opportunities start to come more often. And we've seen it before, and I have no doubt that it'll happen again for those guys.
All right, Derek, last thing for you. Is the mustache still going strong for you? Are you trying to catch up with Philip Forsberg?
Well, I'm not going to try to replicate that one. I know he's been molding that mustache for years, but I do have it going. It seems to you know, be working a little bit here. There may be a Ted Lasso costume in the mix here this morning for one of my meetings. I figured it
nice.
It may work pretty good. So yeah, it's on and going strong, and we'll see where it takes me.
Just an absolute beauty. Derek, thanks as always for your time. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Have
Absolutely.
A good day.
Predator assistant coach Derek McKenzie, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. The stash is looking good for Derek McKenzie. It's no Forsberg. I mean, Forsberg's been doing that for 5 years at this point, so it's a little bit of an unfair advantage.
Yeah, I mean, Forsberg's is elite, but I like the Ted Lasso. That's a great call here for a coach on Halloween.
Yep.
With a great stash.
No doubt about it. 615-737-1025, our phone number. The Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. Charles Robinson at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.